No more drive-through restaurants. That's the message from Port Moody councillors who got an early look Tuesday, September 5 at a proposal for a new six-story mixed-use building on St. John Street where an A&W drive-through is currently located, as well as the old Rocky Point Tap House next door. The project, by the fast food restaurant's owner, Roger Malad, as well as Mara Plus Nantha Architecture, includes a new drive-thru for the burger joint as part of 7,000 square featuring of commercial space on its ground floor, along with office space on the second floor totaling nearly 12,000 square. Fourth, the top four floors of the building would be comprised of 60 residential units, 15 which would be below market rental apartments, 15 would be market rentals and 30 would be straight-a condos. Carola Thompson of CityState Consulting that's working with the developer, told councillors the composition of the project, with its 52 one-bedroom apartments and only 8 with 2 bedrooms, makes it an ideal landing spot for young entrepreneurs who want to work at home or close to home. But, she added, keeping the homes affordable for that demographic requires the drive-through. Thompson said the project has the potential to create more than 120 jobs between the restaurant and other commercial and office spaces as well as residents working from home. That's more than the city's targets, for a development of this size, she said. But, said Cown. Kyla Knowles, while the project's overall concept is interesting, and will fit into the character of this neighborhood, the inclusion of the drive-thru and its 2 driveways required for vehicles to enter and exit, along with another driveway for an underground parkade presents problems for pedestrians. There's too many pinch points, too many entrances and exits, she said. Adding the smell from fast food might also not be so pleasant for people living above the burger restaurant. Cown. Diana Dilworth said allowing the drive-through flies in the face of Port Moody's commitment to its climate action plan to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by encouraging less use of cars. This may have to be one of the big moves the developer will have to make, she said. Cown. Amy Lubick said the developer's approach is innovative, but the inclusion of the drive-through is a sticking point. I'm not sure how we would fix the ingress-egress problem. Mayor Megan Lotti said while the proposal has a lot going for it, including the potential jobs it could create and its attractiveness to young entrepreneurs, she also can't support the drive-through. Cown. Callan Morrison agreed. We've got to figure that one out, he said. Port Moody's Assistant Manager of Development, Wesley Wu, said new drive-throughs are no longer allowed by the city's zoning bylaws but existing ones have been grandfathered in. He said including a drive-through in the new project would require council's approval as a non-conforming use. Wu said other concerns about the project identified by staff include its lack of larger units with enough bedrooms to accommodate families as well as the possible lack of natural light reaching apartments on the third and fourth floors around a narrow inner atrium. The developer will now have the opportunity to make amendments to the proposal based upon staff and councillors' input before submitting its formal application for rezoning the site from commercial to mixed use. The plan already conforms to the city's official community plan. Megaphone sound off. Should drive-through restaurants still be allowed, or are they a dinosaur from a different time? Would you want to live above one? Send us a letter to the editor. Please be sure to include your full name and city of residence.